This is Tim Doyle, lead pastor of Restoration Church. Welcome to our weekly podcast featuring encouraging messages from our Sunday morning get-togethers in historic downtown St. Joseph. For more info, visit restorationstj.com.
Yes, God. Overwhelming. It's the only word I can find. You are overwhelming, God. We are overwhelmed by you tonight, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We confess there is none like you, God. You are high and lifted up. The train of your robe fills the temple. And we join the angels' cry tonight and we say, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Who was, who is, and who is to come. Jesus, I don't want to break this atmosphere at all. We were here in this place praying Sunday night. We've been praying and fasting for this transformation weekend. And as we were together just crying out, say, Lord, we want not just a visitation. We want a habitation. Just had a strong sense that this old building, you know, 150 years old. It's been so many things over those years. This building's been waiting for this moment. For this moment. This is what this was created for. To declare the praises of our Maker. I have a feeling that more than us are joining the chorus tonight. I think the angels in heaven are rejoicing. This is a moment in time we've come to. I just sense the Lord's been waiting for us. So, Lord, we say, here we are, God. Here we are to meet with you. Have your way. Be honored, Jesus, because you deserve all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. You be seated in the presence of the Lord if you can. I just don't want to break this atmosphere. Thank you, worship team. You guys did your usual great job. Let's give our appreciation to this team. They do a good job. And I just want to say right up top, thank you to all of our team who helped put all the details together to make this weekend possible. Would you show appreciation to those folks as well? Sometimes the ones on the platform get all the press, right? And it's oftentimes the ones running around picking up the trash and making sure the sidewalks got cleaned off today and all that stuff to make it possible. And trust me, in a building like this without all the modern amenities, it's not an easy job. But we love this old house. And if you haven't had a chance yet to go out into the east lobby there and check out some of the story. One of the reasons we were drawn to this building was because that was a big old swimming pool back in the 1800s where people would come in to get refreshed from the heat and the dust of the day. And we feel like the Lord would once more use this as a place of refreshing for people who are looking to be cleansed from the stress and the dust and the heat of life. The Spirit of God wants to do a work here. Gosh, there's so much I could say, but I'm not going to because I just want to get out of the Lord's way and let him do what he came to do here tonight. But I feel like it's appropriate that we start in this way. The first couple to come with us and visit this old warehouse when it was still full of boxes and pallets and a lot more dust than is here now. Let's just put it that way. There's still a little bit, but there was a lot more here then. Didn't look very pretty at all. And two of the first apostolic pioneers to be with us in this house were Apostle Jay and Apostle Joanne Swallow. And we came in and we stood out in that lobby there. And we looked at the old books together. And we dreamed together. Apostle Jay was the first one to pray in this building. But prior to that, he had met with us when we were still meeting out east. And he was just coming through. He and Joanne were on the way to the doctor in Iowa. And this was on the path. And Francine had made a connection with them, and so we'd stop and eat at Perkins or one of our favorite places to eat and just talk and just share hearts. And we asked Apostle Jay if he would speak one night to our people in that other building. And so tonight, if you'll permit me, I'd like for you to hear the words of the apostle that he shared with us in March of 2013.
To me, it is a golden opportunity to bring forth a new, exposed, hidden thing back into a visual that needs to come out of St. Joseph, Missouri. And so I'm so thankful that things developed today the way they did develop. I had no idea it was going to be this way. But now as I begin to digress and begin to see the way things coming, that this God's bringing this in a very honorable way. That when this is presented and the transformation of St. Joseph will become a model, even for the bigger cities of Kansas City, saying those who think they got it all. And I believe that something is going to happen here that's going to visibly and bring this city back to an economical growth that every one of you here that are hearing these first statements, you can never ever say, well, we did it because of our own ingenuity or our own good thinking. But you're going to come back and say there was a protocol between the mayor, the leader of our city, into the First Nations. Gifts have been exchanged back and forth. This is the way it has to be done in leadership. And so that protocol satisfied, you're going to see many, many other evidences come to this city. Don't go out and manufacture them. Don't try to make them come in. And don't worry about the time frame. People like you, people that will be added to you, will become so understanding of the recovery plan that this land, the soil, the atmosphere that you live in is going to be so powerfully integrated. You'll love it like an Indian loves it. Because that's our inheritance. I hope that when we conclude this meeting tonight, that everyone here will not take it as some frivolous moment, but it is the setting up of the protocol necessary. There'll be times when you suddenly, your eyes will be open. You say, this is a God thing happening out of the extraordinary. And I believe that some of you will probably go into some battles over this. Religion is always our enemy. And so, as time goes on, if God targets for transformation here in St. Joe, you will find the course to go through. Stick by it. It's nothing that isn't understanding, isn't already applied. It's just that maybe it hasn't come together. And it will one day. I know these are challenges. I know some of you have never seen this before. It seems to be too big. Is there anything too big for God? I believe that once we come back into the stream of reality, that we hold the kings with the kingdom of heaven. And God says, you open the doors. He said, now fill them. Fill it with my glory. Oh God, this is good, man. This is far more than you might think is going on here today. It doesn't take but a handful of seeds to produce a harvest. So this is where we're at right now. Would everybody lift your hands toward me? Now, Father God, not Bibiho in Hindi, it's a Diamahiyo. Father God, we declare today, from this point on, there is going to be a release of a new anointing for this city. One, God, that will eventually lead into one of the greatest revealed revivals for our nation. Everyone will be a part. Today, Lord, I authorize and I give from my native apostolic authority, and I lay, God, the charge upon these that are in leadership, that never again will you be the same, to revive ideas that never worked. From now on, there's going to be an openness to the Spirit of God, that all things are possible no matter how they look, how we might view them. It is not the way that God views them. And we will have God eyes, God understanding. We will see in our city, in our responsible area, a revival come that will bring forth, God, everything that we proclaim here tonight. We pray for the economic recovery. We bring back wealth to this place. I call it from the east, from the north, from the south to the west. I call it all of those who took it away and thought they could strain out and not give back in. God, we overrule that. In Jesus' name, we call it back. Wealth, economy, riches, new companies, new adventures. Yes. Old mindsets now being shifted into the kingdom glory of God. Yes. These rivers that provided many things up and through, God, will become another symbol of prosperity to this land. I declare that. And God, I'd ask you right now to place your hand upon each and every one as they go from here. Let them know that what we have had tonight is not ordinary. It's extraordinary. It is supernatural. And so today, God, we accept that. We bless them, and we say that from this day forth, there's going to be breakthroughs in everything that seems to have been jammed up and not being able to release. Look at our school system. Look at our banking system. Look at our commercial system, our marketplace. God, all of these where it seems to be at a standstill or not able to do what they can do to bring the prosperity and that's been given to us by the Constitution of the United States of America, that we have the privilege pursuing happiness, families, and prosperity. If there's been a log jam, God, I break it loose in Jesus' name. I bring judgment over and I speak for it. Break, break, break. And release everything you promised us in Jesus' name. And everybody shout amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Unbelievable. And we who have watched the progression, we can listen to Apostle Jay's words and just see the prophetic clarity that he spoke with. Restoration Church, what's our word for the year? Did you hear Apostle Jay say that? 5 years ago, he talked about a time when we would find the way. And I believe that that was the breakthrough we were needing and that has come to fruition today. And we are so honored today to have Apostle Joanne Swallow with us here. Would you please rise to your feet and honor the woman of God in the house this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. You remain standing, please, for a moment. Krista, would you join me, please? Apostle Joanne, we want to present you with a gift of protocol. I remember the last time you were with us back in May. You shared from this platform a dream that you had about a beautiful necklace with many different colored stones and the significance that had for this house. And so, as the Lord would have it, we found one. And we wanted to present this to you tonight just as a gift to say, we will never be able to say thank you enough for the investment you and Apostle Jay have made to this house. And we say, Lord, let it be the first of many fruit that come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Y'all can be seated if you want to. Okay. The last time I was here, I told about my dream. You know, everybody always sees him in a vision and sees him in a dream. And I never see him. And so, I'm going to tell this again because it's for the church. And this dream, we're in a car. The driver was driving. Apostle Swallow was next to in the passenger side, and I was in the back. And we came to a stop, and our driver went one way. He went another way. And I thought, well, I don't know where they're going, but there was a building, and I thought, well, I'm going to go to that building. So I started to go to that building. And as I went to go to that building, he called me, honey. Wait. I turned. He said, I have something for you. And he brought this necklace, and it was gold, and it had a bunch of stones. But the stones were huge. It's diamond, ruby, emerald, sapphire, all kinds of different stones. And he put it on me. And he embraced me, and he said, I love you. And he kissed me, and I woke up. And so, but there was a building. Well, I didn't understand it, but I gave that dream. The Lord gave me a scripture 2 days later, and it was that God was, Isaiah 54 says, God is married to the widow. He will provide for her, take care of her. The foundation is sapphires. It's just going to be adorned with rubies and jewels. And I began to read that. Well, at first I thought I'm supposed to talk to the widows. And I called different widows and everything and encouraged them. But then the Lord let me know. And my daughter said, Mama, let's get us a different house. And I said, well, Daddy's not here. So we're going to have to pray. Because before we asked Daddy, and he'll give it to us, but he ain't here no more, so we have to really pray. And so, so 2 days later, I opened my word, and it said, enlarge your tent pegs. Isaiah 54, 1 through 4. And so, the Lord showed me this. That wasn't Jay, Apostle Swallow, that was Jesus. That wasn't me. That was the church. That necklace is a priceless anointing that he's going to give to the church. That means whosoever will, let him come. And thirst, whosoever will, he will give you to drink. The drink of the living water. That's what he's going to give. And so I realized then he's thinking about the church. He's always thought about the church. He used to always say this in Job I think it was 3:6, and he would say, "We have a little sister that has no breasts. What shall we do in the day she's spoken for?" And of course, everybody's carnal and saying all kinds of things. But what he was talking about was people that just got salvation. People that just barely got something. They're going to come to you and they're going to say, "Hey, I need something more from God." And you're going to feed them. You're going to teach them. And they're going to grow. Because you are the living word. Whether you realize it or not. You have power. Just like Jesus has power. You have power. "Greater works than these shall ye do." That's the word of God. That's not me. That's God's word. Don't stand in the prayer line. You're supposed to be ministering. I don't like to stand in prayer. I don't like to go to prayer. And if I do, I always say, they say, "Well, go get in the line and go get your prophecy." And I always say, "Well, if I go, I want God to tell me what only me and him knows, not nobody else." You know, you can be a fortune teller, but you know what? If you have the word of God, that comes directly from God. When he tells you to straighten up, he means you better straighten up. He'll tell you that. And you keep thinking, "Oh, how did he know?" Well, the Holy Ghost told him, because it's in here. Amen. God is so good. I've had, you know, one more story. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I have a newsletter. And I only got $30. And my bills were coming in. And I don't usually worry about them. I don't, never did. And so I decided to worry. And then the Lord spoke to me. And I was getting some flowers for a funeral. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, "Didn't I tell you I was your husband? Your husband and I would take care of you? Why are you worried?" And so I said, "Okay." And then I got a $3,000 check. See? You've got that faith. And whatever you ask him, he's not going to turn you away. If you want a used car, he's going to give you a used car. If you want a brand new car, he's going to give you a brand new car. It's up to you. It's your faith. God gave it to you when you were born. You don't work hard and say, "Well, God, give me faith, give me faith." You already had it. How else did you learn to walk? You know, you start to walk and then you fell down. That faith picked you back up. And you begin to go forth for the glory of God. God bless you.
Such a treat. Such a treat. Well, there are so many people here tonight I would love to honor and recognize, and so many faces that have had a part of our journey. Of course, the things that Apostle Jay prayed and prophesied in this room, I mean, they just put me on my face. And I just said, "Okay, Lord, this is bigger than us." So how many of you know, like Mary, you just, in those moments, you be smart and just say, "Be it unto me according to your word, O Lord." You don't question it. You just move on. You get after it. Really do recognize the fact that the Lord has put this night together. And we are appreciative of everybody who's been here to celebrate with us, people online watching now. Thank you so much for those of you who have just come here tonight. This feels like, for Krista and I, this is the celebration we've been waiting for. And of course, you know, we really want to honor and thank Rabbi and Christy for being here in House of David. Restoration, can we welcome House of David into our house tonight? Rabbi, would you come up? Apostle Jay taught me about protocol, and I'll tell you a little inside secret about that. Rabbi, Apostle Jay was kind of put out with me, because what I didn't tell him, because I thought I was being nice and surprising him with this, we had arranged for him to receive a key to the city, but I didn't tell him that. And so when we presented it to him, his jaw hit the floor, and he was about half ready to punch me, I think, because he said, I've got to be prepared for that. But I really felt like that was a prophetic act on behalf of the leadership of our city. I'd never asked for that honor before. And when I asked, the mayor's office said, well, we only give keys to the city to the really important people. Yeah. So I said, well, I think Apostle Jay's kind of important. And I gave him the bio, and they didn't even question it. So we were able to do that. And I believe that opened up the gates of our city to that apostolic ministry. And Apostle Jay prayed an apostolic mantle for Krista and I to do what we've been called to do. And I just knew that was something that we didn't take lightly. And so tonight, welcoming you into the city, Rabbi, and your ministry, we'd like to begin by asking our sister Francine, who represents our local and regional First Nations expression. Francine this year was included in the team that went to Washington, D.C., for All Tribes D.C., that event. Francine has been a connecting link for us to not only Apostle Jay, and through Apostle Jay to Roy and Honey Wolftail, who I know are watching tonight. We love you. And then also, of course, to you, Rabbi. And Apostle Jay told me this would come, that this night would come, that you would be here. And so we just want to honor you, and Francine would like to make the first gift.
When you came for the eclipse, I wasn't prepared, but I felt in my heart I need to do something. And I've known Jay probably for 12 years. And then one day, a friend called me from Oklahoma, and she said, I got three women I'm going to pick to be Jay's intercessors. And she said, I want to know if you would be one. And there were four Native women. She's Muscalero, Apache, Comanche. I'm Kiowa Apache. The other woman she asked is Sioux, from the Sioux Nation, and the other one was Cree, from the Cree Nation. So we interceded for him every day, and he kept us in the loop. We knew things that were going on. When you pray, you become a part of that person's life. And we were very much close to him. And we prayed for him and Joanne all the time. And I know how close he was to you and how he spoke of you. And so I wanted to give you this blanket. Pendleton is like one of the best gifts that we want to give, you know, as a native. And so can you help me with?
Friend. Thank you. You bet. And Rabbi, when I knew you were coming to town, I knew that I needed to do something also. So for the second time, I approached the mayor's office. I said, we have a man of God coming to our city, and I believe he's worthy of honor. And this time they didn't question it. So Krista, would you please come? Tonight, the business mountain of our city is meeting across the parking lot at the Civic Arena. It's the Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. So no accident that we're here and they're there. But Rabbi, if I could read that so people could know what the inscription says. And Mayor authorized me to stand in his stead tonight and to present this to you. Presented to Rabbi Kurt Landry for his friendship toward the city of St. Joseph, Missouri, and his continued dedication to improving the lives of all who know him, by Mayor Bill Faulkner, presented on January 13th, 2018, A Key to the City of St. Joseph, Missouri.
That and yeah, I've got so much wool on, I'm ready to. They told me it was going to be cold, and believe me, I've got a lot of clothes on. Probably going to have to start taking some of it off here in a little bit, and I won't go too far. It would absolutely ruin this beautiful evening. Well, praise the Lord. You know, the steps of a good and righteous man and woman are ordered of God. Do I need to slide this up a little bit? Just a little bit? Yeah, that's better. So biblically, I want to be able to agree, because tonight we're going to set this gate into order with everything that's been prophesied, not only by Apostle Jay, but there's been many prophets who have prophesied over this city. And the reason that the city, from the time Lewis and Clark was here and to the time that Ruby Dew was here, the reason that there has been unbalanced scales in the commerce and there's been a history of robbery and a history of racism in this gate is because the gate was never spiritually aligned. The gate always had the DNA and it always had the call on it, but it never had First Nations apostolic authority, firstborn Jewish apostolic authority out of Zion, and first fruits Gentile. Solomon talked about that. He said it's a three-stranded cord. Apostles are not assigned by man, they're assigned by God. And you know them by their fruit, because the fruit is so beyond what any man could do. And people use these titles, but I'm coming to you as an apostle out of Zion to come in agreement to activate that which I was called to by Apostle Jay. And one of the things he asked me before he passed was to come here. The reason that we're here is because there is a currency in heaven. And I know I'm going to speak a little differently to you, but I want you to really pay attention. There's a currency in heaven, and we're going into the courts of heaven. Okay? So we're on earth. There's the second heaven where there is the battle, where the accuser of the brethren tries to stop whatever is said, either from getting in or from what's there getting down. And we're going to reset that atmosphere, so we need to be in agreement. But the reason that we're here is because this house has sent their apostle into the right gates of honor. And honor is the currency of heaven. So finally, there was a man and a woman of God who came into the gate at a strategic location that nobody else wanted, like Bethlehem, and came into this gate and honored what God needed to have honored. So what are the chances of Pastor Doyle and this house honoring and starting with Apostle Jay Swallow, who I've been in covenant with since 1996, who together we had all the 39 tribes of Oklahoma sign a covenant agreement that was hand-delivered to the nation of Israel, whose signatures of the state, along with Governor Mary Fallon and apostles of all 50 states, literally sits in the vestibule of the Knesset right now in a sterling silver box with all the signatures. No other state has done this. And Oklahoma is a Kohen state. We are priests. And Missouri is a tabernacle state. So all the house of David, all the priests have come up to be in agreement with your king priest. And Joanna has come as a witness to testify to what I am telling you is true. But your house is a house of Malachi chapter 4, returning the hearts of the fathers to the sons. My spiritual father, Dr. T.L. Osborne, before he died, gave me a command. And he says, I want you to take care of Bishop Paul Nya and Blessings in Togo. And if you remember, there were only a few countries that recognized with Donald Trump Jerusalem as the capital. And Togo was one. And the reason is because of the visit when Dr. T.L. Osborne invited Christy and I many years ago to go and to meet the dignitaries there. And there was such a move of God that they actually got a heart for Israel. But you sent your apostles to Togo to bless the people in Lomé and all the different churches that come from Benin and all the different surrounding areas, Ghana, Nigeria. They're beautiful people. And I am their rabbi. And I take my assignments serious. And I didn't ask you to go, but you went. And you blessed them. So you bless all the apostles who are tied to me, not looking for anything in return, just doing what was in your heart. You released honor from the gate of St. Joseph. And it released it into the atmosphere to set the stage for the Lord to speak to his apostles now to come and reset this gate. This is not a reformation of the gate. This is truly transformation. We are not returning the gate to what it was. We're not reviving anything. We are actually pulling down the strongholds and we're resurrecting the new gate as it should have been done in the beginning. So that what Apostle Jay was speaking about with the wealth and the finances coming, that would actually be able to happen. I'm going to share just a brief of my testimony. Very brief. I'll share more on it in the morning. But I think this is important for you to know. I was conceived out of wedlock with a Catholic father and a Jewish mother. And because of the prejudice between the Catholic and the Jews, when they went to each one of their parents to do the honorable thing in the 50s, both said no. The Jew said, you won't marry that Catholic, and the Catholic said, you won't marry the Jew. And so the only way out was to have an abortion. And so they arranged for the abortion. And just a few days before the abortion, my Catholic father went to the priest on the Air Force base in Modesto, California, and said, I need some counsel. What should I do? And he says, there's another option. I'm teaching you about location and gates. Okay? This is 1955. And the priest said, I doubt that your girlfriend will do it because she's Jewish, and Jewish people will not release their children over to Catholic orphanages. But my mother had enough love in her heart that she went ahead and she did it. So on May the 11th, 1955, at 10:55, all grace, I was born in Skid Row, downtown Los Angeles, at Our Lady of Loretto's Hospital. I was born within blocks of where Dr. Swallow had his encounter to be born again with the Lord. While I was coming into the world, he was coming into the kingdom. From the same gate. Are you hearing me? So you're having apostolics coming from the same gate. From the lowest of the low. You don't know my story. All they just look at it is now. The mayor may give me the key, but he doesn't know where I came from. He just knows where I am now. My mother did something that's important for you to know. Most babies born out of wedlock in the 50s, their birth certificates would say John Doe. And then the adoptive family would name it. My mother chose to name me after my father, and my name is Joseph. And you need to know, Joseph has returned to St. Joseph to resurrect the gate. It was important when I was reconnected with my biological family the year after I was saved to find out my name was Joseph, because I had different apostles and prophets saying, you carry the anointing of Joseph, not Joseph, in which this city is named after, Joseph, the father of Jesus. We're talking about Joseph of the tribes of Judah, Joseph that set Egypt in place to transform and be the provider for the world. So when the Lord was speaking through many leaders in the day, saying, you truly carry an anointing of Joseph. When I found out my real name was Joseph, it made tremendous sense to me. So I'm coming here tonight to operate in a Joseph anointing, to set this gate into apostolic order, and I need you to come in agreement with what I'm going to say, because I'm basically in the spirit, I'm coming to you for the nation. I'm coming here in biblical year 5778, 2018, eight new beginnings. We're coming to set this gate in order for an awakening to start in America, because there has to be open portals. I know some of this talk may be different, but we come out of the apostolic world. There has to be open portals where men and women can stand on earth and things come down from heaven, like healing, signs, wonders, miracles, finances. Okay? And the Lord has sent us around the world, and Pastor Tim and Sandy can tell you this. He has sent us around the world to shift gates for finances. And they have shifted. So we are going to shift this, because the problem with the crime and the family quality of living in this gate, the reason it's at the level it is because of the financial robbery that has taken place. There's almost been like a financial rape of this gate. And that's going to stop tonight if we can agree and set the gate right in Yeshua's name. And this needs to happen. You can go ahead and clap. Just make sure you're clapping for the Lord. So we're going to have an apostolic meeting here. And the byproduct of it will be is, as we're setting this in the courts, many of you are going to be physically healed. My spiritual father, T.L. Osborne, because of the crowds and where we would go, we believed in the scripture where it says, and he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all destruction. We can't lay hands on everybody. I prefer to speak the word, then this way the Lord gets all the credit. Because I am not going to touch the glory. I am not the healer. I am nothing. I'm just here to speak on behalf. I am recognized as a goodwill ambassador out of Zion and an apostle. And I'm coming in that three-stranded cord for the United States of America. So I'm here, and Restoration Church has had the grace and the power, and we thank you from Jerusalem. We thank you that you've invited Jerusalem into your house, and you've invited First Nations, who are our brother, that you've invited us into your house to heal collectively all of our land. Spiritually, you have to heal the land in order to bring healing to the people. When the land is sick, the people are sick. And so we're going to heal the land, heal the people, heal the atmosphere, and seal it in the next three meetings in Yeshua's name. Does that sound good? Hallelujah. Before I get started, I'm going to leave some tools here with you. And they're on the product table, but I basically everything that we're going to do tonight and then tomorrow, you're going to need to reinforce these things. So if you'd welcome my wife up here, this is my wife for 42 years. And I think that one of the things that you can tell with the integrity of a ministry, we have Pastor Tim and Sandy and Brian Osball. House of David started in their house on a farm 18 years ago, and we're still together. So if you would give them a warm hand clap. And my daughter and son-in-law, who are not here because the baby's not doing... has a little bit of cold going around. She's 2. If she was here, you would have known about it. But they're in ministry as well, in our ministry. And our whole family, this is what we do. We're sold out, and I'm blessed by that testimony that the Lord has chosen to have the whole family serve the Lord. But this is a package that's here, and this will help you. And these are 5 for $20. And you need to understand that you have to activate your call. There's protocol to the activation of your call. And because a lot of times you may be attending, not here, but you could be attending a church and they don't understand the activation. There is a literal biblical activation, and you need to do it God's way. It's much easier to get the things from heaven to earth when you do it His way. Okay? And divine healing. Divine healing is going to be set tonight, but you have to understand divine healing is more than you're physically receiving a sign, wonder, or a miracle. Divine healing means healing in your finances, healing in your attitude, healing in your relationships, healing in your networks and the people that you're associated with. Because without peace, and in Hebrew, shalom is nothing broken, nothing missing. Without peace, you cannot prosper. The challenge of our generation. You need to understand the battle that we're spiritually fighting today, not what your parents fought, because the spiritual landscape, even in the last 12 months, has changed. And this deals with that message, and you need to hear that. The right place at the right time, that message is what's happening to you tonight. You're at the right place at the right time. And the last message in this is your future. If you're going to secure your future, you need to know how to adapt change. Okay? People don't like change. But you need to know how to embrace change. You need to know how to manage change. David had a difficulty. That's why he said in the Psalms, "Bless the Lord, what? Oh, my soul." And all that's with me. He was speaking to his habits and patterns, his time, task, and activities to be able to line up to the level that God wants you to be. Amen? Spiritual blessing blockers. Every household should have one of these, because we're going to release powerful blessings. And when the doubt and unbelief, the word says trials and tribulations come immediately for the word's sake. You need to pull down and cancel the strongholds in your family DNA and in your bloodline all the way back to the garden. This will teach you how to do it. It's all right here. Okay? It's all right here. Who would like this one? Okay, this lady. We have on the table, when you remove your roots, you lose your identity. When you lose your identity, you get confused over your purpose. When you get confused over your purpose, your destiny, the atmosphere, in confusion, you lose your anointing. When you lose your destiny, God is not able to release your inheritance. Lack of destiny is the door to poverty. When you start walking in God's will, then prosperity is a byproduct of God's will. Are you hearing me? You have an inheritance in the Lord. And God's inheritance comes from having those in alignment. And so I'm going to give you an example. The Lord moves in networks. Many years ago, we had a drought in Israel and the Galilee. And as we had that drought, there was a large olive grove, and they were going to lose their crop after 4 years. They can only harvest after 4 years. They waited 4 years. They've invested all this money, and the crop is now dying. And they came to me, and they said, would you pay for an irrigation system to pump water out of the Sea of Galilee and water these trees so that we can get this harvest? I said, how much is it? It said $20,000. I said, I don't have $20,000, but I'll ask. So I asked Perry Stone. Perry Stone said, I'll give you the $20,000. So Perry gives me the $20,000. I give it to them. We put in an irrigation system. We water the trees. And the harvest, see this, Jew and Gentile working together, the harvest is saved. The next year we go on a tour to Israel. And when we do, they said, make sure you stop by the kibbutz and we have something for you. And they come out and start loading up the bus, all these big plastic jugs full of extra virgin olive oil. And they said, what is this? They said, this is the tithe off that orchard that you saved. Yes. So I go, my gosh, how can I mean, what are we going to do? This is a lot of oil. So we paid and had it shipped home, and the Lord gave my son-in-law a download. My son-in-law is second generation Messianic, dual citizenship, Hebrew-speaking Israeli. And that's what we prayed for my daughter, because we knew that's what she would need as a husband. We prayed it and decreed it and defined one of those. There's only seven of them, and we got one. But he also is a chemist, and he's a scientist. And he's Jewish. So when the Lord told us that we were to resurrect the Exodus 30 oil, we had all the components. We've got the first gallons of oil from the harvest out of Israel. We've got the Jewish apothecary. So I went to my theologian friends like Dr. Ron Phillips and Perry, and I said, let me tell you what it says in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it says, make no oil for yourself or unqualified person, lest you be cut off. And what's happened with religious people is they say, make no Exodus 30 oil, otherwise if you do, you'll be cut off and you'll go to hell. That's what that means. Cut off means you use this oil, you're going to hell. Well, 100,000 bottles later, we've sure given hell a revival. Because that's not what the scripture says. See, you need the Hebraic part in there, and it says qualified. You, and this is important, I'm prophesying into you. You are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek. And can I say this? The Melchizedek priesthood is higher than the Levitical Kohen priesthood, because when Yeshua went at Gilgal into the water and told his cousin Yochanan the immerser, John the Baptist, when he told him that I must be baptized, is because there was a transfer of authority from the Levitical priesthood into the Melchizedek priesthood. And you want to hear this? This is too much history for you. But there's 12 stones, if you remember, when Joshua and Caleb, Jew and Gentile, when they crossed over at Gilgal, there was a memorial of all the tribes, and they set those stones up. And Yeshua had to take his temple and go down because he was without sin. He did not need to be baptized, being free from sins, being expunged. He was immersed into the water to pay honor, to thank you for the tribes and the Kohen Levites for your service. But now I raise up a resurrected in one day, just like we're doing here. In one day, I am going to raise up a new priesthood, which empowered Abraham in order for his seed to prosper, because Abraham did not have the son of promise until he tithed to Melchizedek. So he went down into the water and he was raised up, and the word came from heaven, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. On the other side, just on the river, just not far, that's where this oil came from. And you are qualified for it. You need to anoint your house. You need to anoint your combines, which Charles already knows. You need to anoint everything that you have, because what anointing is called in Hebrew, it's called kadosh. It means it is separated from the attacks in the world. You need to anoint yourself. That child that has that drug problem, that child that's addicted to pornography, you need to go in and anoint their computer, anoint their bed. You need to do this on a regular basis, because the story is all right here in this book. See, this was something that was stolen, and now it's being restored. And this is something that you need to have. Who would like this? All right. Have you ever wondered why the Church of Philadelphia says it has all these things and that it has the key of David? This is the key of David, Isaiah 22 and 22. When Jesus returns, he will return with the key of David. And it says, and his names shall be on his thigh. Jesus is not coming back. I know some of you young people are excited about it. He's not coming back with tattoos on his leg. Can you see it right here? Gyra. I don't think so. These are the names of God. If he sits on a horse, this will be on his thigh. And these knots represent that. Every household should have a key of David in the house. I will personally anoint them while you're here. And the miracles that we've seen, it's not the cloth, but the symbolism. When the key of David comes to your house, it brings healing and prosperity into the house, okay? This is not magic. This is just another thing. Well, I thought that was a Jewish thing. No, this is a God thing. Okay? And the last thing I want to share with you is this. You need to take care of your physical temple. God gave this to us because of the olive trees we planted. We've planted over 30,000 olive trees on military bases. We're the largest single olive grower in all of Israel. My olive tree. And all of them have been sponsored by you, and all the proceeds have gone to feed the poor and take care of the soldiers. Amen. You can give the Lord a hand clap. In Revelation, we do nothing in our ministry unless it's in the Bible. That's our call. In Revelation, it talks about there is a plant that grows by the sea of glass, and it will constantly bloom. This is that. It's called moringa. We actually grow this at the Dead Sea. Plants are a sponge. This is the most mineral-rich soil in the world because it's the lowest place on the world, and this plant is a gift from God. If you'll take two of these in the morning and two of these at night, your life will you'll start to regain your health. And so this is a product that we have, and it's also on the table. But I just want to encourage you with that. You need to take care of your body. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Are you ready to dedicate this gate?
Yes.
And if it's all right with you, I may ask you to stand, but I'm going to ask that you make decrees, and hopefully I can explain it enough that you understand the decree and you can do it by faith. But the Lord has called you here to be a part of a team, and I'm so glad that the place is full because it is so important that one puts 1,000 to flight, two, 10,000, okay? And I know all my personal, all the core at House of David is here. All the intercessors, even from Kansas City, are here. All those who stand and understand who we are, we're all here together. I even have a young pastor and his wife who will probably be doing this down in Lawton. And so it's important that you see how this works. I can tell you, if you'll align things God's way, it is a lot easier. It's kind of like a chainsaw versus, you know, you've heard that joke. The guy takes the chainsaw and he's, you know, using it. And all of a sudden somebody comes along, pulls the string and says, "What's that?" Aligning your life with God is like turning the chainsaw on. Okay? Otherwise, you're just rubbing the thing. And that's a very painful thing. So we're going to start. And we're going to make decrees over this property. And basically what we're doing is we're decreeing in the atmosphere that it's being recorded in the books. How many know there's books in heaven? We're recording in the books of heaven. We are rewriting the constitution for this gate on earth as it is in heaven. I am not giving any opinion. I am only bringing the Bible facts. This will only be biblical scripture that we are agreeing with, so all of us as Christians can agree with that. Amen? Amen? The first thing I want you to understand, that this building and this location and Restoration Church will be the most powerful and the most prosperous facility in the area. And I'll tell you why. Because if you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, I think we'll have that. Here's God's intention. And we need to come in agreement with God's intention. To the intent now that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by what?
Church.
To the principalities and the powers in heavenly places. It is not the meeting across the street at the city hall. It's not the business mountain. The job of spiritual arrest is not the sheriff. The sheriff takes care of the outlaws on the ground. We take care of the outlaws in the heavenlies. But it's God's intention to make that manifold wisdom be made known through us. We are his kings and priests. That wisdom, every mountain in which you work in, God, people should be coming to you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. Would you say amen?
Amen.
Would you say with me, Father God,
we dedicate
Restoration Church
to receive
the manifold wisdom of God
to fulfill God's word.
Now, everybody that comes to this church should know that they are coming here not for the church's workmanship, but for their call. Their calling should fit in with the call of the church. There shouldn't be, well, I'm coming here and I'm going to pray and change this church into what I want. No, the call is on the apostle, and the apostles come from outside, like Apostle Jay and myself, to confirm the vision, and I am confirming everything. I am in 100% agreement with Apostle Jay, what he said. But I do know the cost. That's the difference. I know the cost of what it's going to take to shift this community. It's not going to shift overnight. But it has to start. So what happens is the people who come to this church as members of this fellowship need to know that there he has a workmanship created in Christ Jesus for a good work, which God prepared beforehand, and they have to walk in him. No one can come here and just sit in the pew. Everybody, all hands on deck. If you see it, you need to be able to do that work. And you're not too high just because you're on the worship team that you can't clean the toilet, pick the trash out in the parking lot. If you come down here and you see trash in the street here, it's a marring you. You need to bend over and say, I'm going to pick it up because this is God's house and I'm honoring God's house. And you don't know because somebody down the street might see that Christian that's not lazy actually picking up the trash. And that might be that witness that God uses in order to say, I want to be one of those Christians. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles of the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made by the flesh of hands, I need to decree this in the heavens. You need to understand that the churches that were here, all of them, well-meaning missionary churches that were here, please hear me, I may kill the whole meeting right here, but it's Joanne's fault. And I'll tell you why. You were prophesying and you said about the widow out of Isaiah 54. The church is the widow. You know why the church is the widow? Because she's married to Rome, not Zion. The reason your father can't provide for you and your husband can't provide, because you're going home with the wrong daddy. Because this gate actually thinks that the Roman Catholic Church and the other churches here, that it actually began and begins with them and only looks that far. It has forgot that this nation is a Judeo-Christian nation. This nation has forgotten that their Jesus, his real name is Yeshua, and he is a Jewish Messiah. He was a rabbi. And all the apostles were Jewish. And all the prophets in the book that you read in the Old Testament are Jews. And so when there is an anti-Semitic spirit, you cannot expect a blessing from a Jewish God with an anti-Semitic heart. So we have to... Now listen, I was raised until I was expelled 9 years in Catholic confinement. So don't be trying to tell me about Catholicism. Believe me, I'm more informed of it and have had more swats than all of you. It's like Paul, and I've endured more swats than all of you. But I thank God for my education. In Los Angeles, where I went to school, is one of the best schools in the city. But you need to understand that church is uncircumcised. What is circumcision? And I'll deal with what Pastor said. What circumcision is, the reason the covenant was made was circumcision, because it's the shedding of the blood at the place the seed has to pass through. Why did the Jews circumcise their boys on the eighth day? Eight is new beginnings. Why are we here, 57, 78? Am I going too deep here?
No.
2018? Why? Because if the circumcision of, if there's no blood, the seed produces after the garden. So the seed produces after the curse. Why do you think you have to have a baptism? Because in Colossians it says, for the Gentiles, the water baptism, the immersion, is the circumcision of the heart to the Gentiles. Why is it important to know when you are water baptized, your heart circumcised? So that the words out of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks. So it's the same principle. When your heart is circumcised, then your mouth speaks out of heaven and not out of the garden. Is this too deep? But we need to circumcise this gate. We need to circumcise this church. Not literally. I can see all the men going, my gosh. Nudging the wife, I told you we weren't coming. Our hearts need to be circumcised. So that what we prophesy here comes out of heaven and not out of the garden where the curse came from. The reason Abram was circumcised so that his seed would be like the stars of the sky, which include the church and the Jews, not one replacing the other together, like what we're doing here. So when the word says, who is called the uncircumcised, what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, he's saying, I am the circumcision of the flesh and of the heart. You're the circumcision. If you're not Jewish, you are the circumcision of the heart. We need to agree that the Lord is going to circumcise this gate, meaning that the words that are prophesied will produce after heaven and not earth. In Ephesians 2:12, it says, and at that time, you were without Christ, meaning without an anointing, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world, but now, Christ Jesus, you who were once afar off, have been brought near by the blood. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace, who has made us both one, has broken down the middle wall of separation, abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, so to create one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity, and he came to preach peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God. Verse 20, I'm prophesying into the atmosphere here. Having been built on the foundation of apostles, plural, prophets, plural, Jesus Christ, him being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fit together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, and whom you also are being built together as a dwelling place in the Spirit. Why do we have to come in agreement with this word? Because if we are going to answer the Great Commission, which was given to Jews, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, making disciples, laying hands on the sick and they shall recover, baptizing them, and all that Great Commission, all of that is supernatural work. None of it can be done in the flesh. Salvation is not in the flesh. It's salvation is a spiritual event. Are you hearing me? And so if we're going to do that, Psalm 133 says, verse 1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That's why when I look across this room, in this town, and in this gate that has a history of racism, the battle over the North and the South, you know your history here. The fact that there was an underground railroad to set slaves free in this gate. It is deep rooted here, and this gate needs a word from God tonight that this is not legal. It will not happen. And we need to release the unity, because the blessing of that unity is, it says here, it is like the oil, the Exodus 30 oil, that runs down the head and the beard, running on the beard of Aaron, running down to the edge of his garment, which is the tallit. And it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. And it says life, life forevermore. Now, I'm not trying to go too deep into the Hebrew, but the word life in Hebrew is l'chaim, and it means the very life. It means breath. So when the scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I can speak a blessing over you as a rabbi. The pastor can speak a blessing over you as a pastor. As a believer, you can speak a blessing over someone. But when we come together in unity, when we come together in apostolic unity, the oil runs from the head, the apostle, the beard, the prophet, the pastor, the rabbi, the evangelist. That fivefold ministry, when it runs down to the head and everybody's in agreement with the purpose, whenever the oil touches the ground has to submit to the authority of God. Yeah. Are you tracking with this? Does this make sense? Because this is really how it works. The reason we have never been able to take gates before, we've always tried to do it our way. You don't take the gates. This isn't Frank Sinatra's time. I do it my way. No, this is a time where we do it God's way. Amen? What I'm speaking to you tonight is out of Psalms 51, 6, and 7. "Behold," David said, "you desire truth in your inward parts, and in your hidden parts you make me know wisdom." Say, "Lord,
Lord,
make me know wisdom.
Make me know wisdom.
And all falsehoods, I cast them out of my life.
I cast them out of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord,
purge me with hyssop.
Purge me with hyssop.
And I shall be clean.
And I shall be clean.
Wash me.
Wash me.
And I shall be whiter than snow."
And I shall be whiter than snow.
Jesus said,
Sanctify them
with your truth.
Your word is truth.
And Jesus said to those,
Those Jews who believed
in him,
if, say, neighbor,
if
I have a choice,
if
you
abide
in my word,
and you are my disciples indeed,
and you shall know the truth,
and the truth will set you free.
Father God,
we decree
Restoration Church
and Saint Joseph
shall be a gate of truth
for our nation.
We are in love with the truth.
One of the names of Jesus
is the truth,
and it has set me free.
Now, we are going to do a prophetic act here in just a moment, but I want you to understand this, because I'm speaking this in the courts of heaven. So before we do the prophetic act, I want to decree and declare this, that Paul spoke this in Romans 22 and 23, but now having been set free from sin, saying, "I am set free from sin." We have become slaves of God, and it says, "And you have the fruit to holiness, and the end is everlasting life." Would you decree with me? Lord,
holiness is not a movement.
It's not a movement.
It's not the way I dress.
It's not the way I dress.
It's not how I wear my hair.
It's not how I wear my hair.
It's not tradition.
It's not tradition.
It is an issue of the heart.
It is an issue of the heart.
To hate sin.
To hate sin.
And love righteousness.
And love righteousness.
Because I love God.
I love His ways.
I am not perfect.
I am not perfect.
I will sin.
I will sin.
But I'll be quick to repent.
But I'll be quick to repent.
Because I love God.
Because I love God.
God is perfect.
God is perfect.
Jesus is the perfect one.
Jesus is the perfect one.
And I've been sanctified,
I've been sanctified
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And I thank you, Lord,
I thank you, Lord,
for the wages of sin,
for the wages of sin
is death.
I will not
and shall not,
and shall not
compromise with sin.
With sin.
I am wise.
Sin
kills me. I will stay away from it.
I will not use
grace incorrectly.
Grace
is to prosper,
not to cover sin.
The blood of Jesus
is the only spiritual agent
that expunges sin.
Sin is canceled
because of the cross
at Calvary.
Jesus died
as the Lamb of God
to take away our sins.
I am washed
by the blood
of the Lamb.
And because of that,
I receive the gift
of eternal life
through Jesus Christ.
Restoration Church
is a lost and found department.
In this gate,
all that has been lost
in God's kingdom
will be found
by the kings and priests
in this gate.
You will go out
and find many,
and they'll be saved
and healed
and transformed
into the new creation,
where all things
become new,
and the glory of the God
will rest upon you.
I decree,
I am a gate
of God's glory.
Lord,
I am humbled
that you called me
and chose me.
And tonight,
I receive all that you have for me.
In Jesus' name.
And we thank you, Lord,
according to Luke,
that the Lord.
He put out his hands,
and he touched him,
and saying,
I am willing
to be cleansed.
And immediately,
leprosy
left the man.
Father God,
these hands,
you need to put your hands out.
These hands.
Are for healing.
It's Christ in me.
That's my hope and glory.
I'm not the healer.
He is.
He heals
when I lay hands
on the sick.
When you are led
by the Holy Spirit
to lay hands,
they shall be healed.
Because it's Christ in you.
That's your hope and glory.
And he said to him,
arise
and go,
because your faith
has made you well.
Lord,
with these hands,
I will pick up my phone.
I will go on Facebook Live.
I will go face to face.
And when the Holy Spirit
has me speak a word of knowledge
to anybody,
they will be healed,
and their faith
will make them well. When I interpret their dream.
When I speak life.
They will be healed.
Why?
I'm being sent from an open portal.
We are called
to change this community.
And Lord,
if any of us get sick
in the battle,
let them call
the elders of the church.
Let them pray
over him
or her
and anoint him
or her
with oil.
And in the name of the Lord,
they will be healed.
Restoration Church
will do it God's way.
We don't have to make it up.
The instructions are already here.
We decree
in the courts of heaven
that we will
do it God's way.
Now, I'm going to ask that.
Is that all right?
I think we did something there.
I'm going to ask that my wife and Pastor Tim and Krista, if you'd come. I'm going to ask Joanne if you would come.
Hallelujah.
And they shall trip but not fall.
That's what's good about being a rabbi. You can add the scriptures in when you want.
And I met you the last time I was here, but I can't remember your name.
James.
Harris, yes. Yes. Wonderful. Would you come up, please?
Hallelujah.
Would you come up, please? Ray and Raquel, would you come up?
Is there anybody who was born and raised in St. Joseph that's here?
Wow.
Wow, you guys don't go far.
Our daughter, Ruby.
Ruby. Who is the oldest one that was born and raised here? 75? We got 75, 75, 75, 80, 80, 80, 80, 81. I think you've got it, brother. Would you please come?
Seventy-four?
Close enough.
If you would all please stand.
Man, they're already shooting at us.
That's right.
If Jay was here, I would have said, that's what happens when we invite the Indians. But he's not here. He and I had great humor, and he also had great Jewish jokes, but we'll have to have somebody else raised up with that anointing. One of my greatest honors is to have an Indian chief headdress on the platform at House of David. I've actually was anointed to be a chief amongst the people. And I say that because I am setting myself in agreement with the First Nations that are here, and the Latinos that are here, and the African Americans that are here, and the first fruit Gentiles who are here. And we're coming together as a three-stranded cord. And we're going to shift this gate according to God's will, which basically, don't get hung up on the vernacular, but we're basically circumcising the gate, because what we're doing is we're bringing the blood shed of Jesus over this gate to cancel all the words and decrees and the things that have been spoken over this city, and asking the Lord that now what we speak out over now, we're going to start tonight and tomorrow,
But everything that we speak out now will prosper out of heaven, which means, see, here, if you can get this, if you'll say what God says and do what God says to do, it happens. The reason that things don't happen, is this too simple? It's because we're saying what we think and not what God thinks. And that's why you need the Holy Spirit and you need the Word. Because the Holy Spirit will always have you say everything. I didn't give you one opinion. It's all Scripture. And our whole ministry has been built off that. I'll be honest with you. I really don't care what I think. I care what He thinks. So when He asks us to do some crazy things like plant 1 million olive trees in Israel, well, we're going to do it. When He says to take care of 12,000 orphans in Israel, then we're going to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? But if He says it and it's confirmed, then if you do it and He wants it done, we don't need any glory from it. There's an inner peace and an inner joy that comes from just obeying God. Amen. So we're going to get ready to make some decrees right now, and I'm going to ask Pastor Tim and Sandy to come, and I want them just to hold my hands up, which they've been doing for 18 years. See, you can't do anything on your own. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. And even though my friend Jay's not here, he asked me to come, so I'm here. And that's fine. But the reason we're ultimately here is because the Lord said, this is the first place you're going in 2018. He said, this is where it started. If Lewis and Clark came here, then praise God, we're coming. If you would decree after me, I have no idea what I'm going to say, but we'll just go for it. How's that? Father God, in the name of Yeshua.
Father God, in the name of Yeshua.
We stand on this holy ground.
We stand on this holy ground.
And we reclaim this building.
And we reclaim this building.
And this corner.
And this corner.
For the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
For the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And we call forth healing waters.
From this place.
And we thank you
that
this house, named Restoration,
will become a house of prayer for all nations.
And the glory will flow out into the streets.
And men and women
and children
of all tribes
will come in
because this is a house of prayer.
Lord,
Lord,
we lift up this apostolic portal,
we lift up this apostolic portal
to you now,
in Yeshua's name.
In Yeshua's name.
And we say open.
And we say open.
Open,
O you gates.
Open, O
you gates of glory.
You gates of glory.
So that the King of Glory,
might come in.
And in the Spirit. We apply the blood of Jesus,
over this gate,
and over this portal.
And we speak forgiveness,
for all false covenants,
decrees,
and proclamations,
that were against God,
and that were antichrist.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree this day,
as the three-stranded cord,
that Father God,
this gate,
will speak forth restoration,
transformation,
prosperity,
health,
signs,
wonders,
and miracles.
Thank you, Lord,
that St. Joseph, Missouri,
will become a model city
of reconciliation.
And prosperity,
of God's kingdom,
on earth.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth
and in the earthen vessels,
as it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
All our trespasses.
All our trespasses.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those.
Who trespass against us.
Who trespass against us.
For thine is the power.
For thine is the power.
And the kingdom and the glory.
And the kingdom and the glory.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This gate is open.
Is open.
And we decree into it.
And we decree into it.
And the word that comes from this church.
And the word that comes from this church.
Will not come back void.
Will not come back void.
But shall prosper.
But shall prosper.
And that which it is sent to do.
And that which it is sent to do.
Because it is in proper alignment.
Because it is in proper alignment.
The book of Acts says.
The book of Acts says.
When you receive the Holy Spirit.
When you receive the Holy Spirit.
You will receive power.
You will receive power.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Come.
Come.
With fire.
With fire.
Now.
Now.
Burn up.
Burn up.
All the dross.
All the dross.
That has separated us from you.
That has separated us from you.
Circumcise our hearts, Lord.
Circumcise our hearts.
That we might speak life.
That we might speak life.
And not death.
And not death.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are aligned.
That we are aligned.
As witnesses.
As witnesses.
To Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem.
Judea.
Judea.
Samaria.
Samaria.
And all ends of the earth.
And all ends of the earth.
This gate is in alignment.
This gate is in alignment.
With God's glory.
With God's glory.
And we decree.
And we decree.
The biblical year.
The biblical year.
5778.
5778.
2018.
2018.
This gate is cleansed.
This gate is cleansed.
Dedicated.
Dedicated.
And open.
And open.
For your kingdom come.
For your kingdom come.
And your will be done.
And your will be done.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let every man's name be brought low.
Let every man's name be brought low.
And the name of Jesus.
And the name of Jesus.
Be lifted on high.
Be lifted on high.
We will always give you all the glory.
Give you all the glory.
We will never forget you.
We will never forget you.
When you give us the power.
When you give us the power.
To get wealth.
To get wealth.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You will release your wealth.
You will release your wealth.
And you will add no sorrow to it.
You will add no sorrow to it.
And we are your kingdom people.
And we are your kingdom people.
And we are humbled.
And we are humbled.
To be your kings,
to be your kings
and priests,
and priests,
servants of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
We are sons
and daughters.
And our inheritance,
is in you, Father.
We are married to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are part of the Israel of God.
We are part of the Israel of God.
The household of faith.
We stand with Israel
and the Jewish people
as one new man,
according to the book of Ephesians,
chapter 2.
Thank you, Lord.
We seal this
decree
in heaven.
Amen. Let's give a great big shout. We need some shofars. Thank you. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, what's your last name?
Crawford.
Crawford? Yeah. Nice to meet you, sir. Thank you. Welcome to your new hometown. So, Pastor Ray, if you like what this is what we need to do in your gate.
Yes.
Are you tracking with me?
Yes, sir.
I can't explain it. That's why you have to just experience this.
Yes.
This is phenomenal. You'll watch the crime rate go down. You'll watch businesses. It's God. Give him the glory. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Say opportunity.
Opportunity.
To be blessed. Okay. My next assignment is to transfer the wealth to you. An assignment to release wealth to you. How many want wealth? Well, not everybody does, because a lot of people bought the religious lie that somehow wealth is evil. How many want to have the transfer of wealth God's way? See, you can either get wealth yourself, or you can receive wealth from God. Now, the Lord wants to bless the work of your hands, but most people don't understand kingdom finance because they don't know how to sow their seed. Now, I've got two House of David farmers. I got Charles and I got Pastor Tim, and they know that if you're going to expend a lot of money on seed, and a lot of money on fertilizer. And listen, I know these guys, and they have big farms, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're not going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars of seed and go plant it on some blacktop. What you're going to do is, in fact, you're going to plant out of, and I know both of them, they have thousands of acres, and they'll put the best seed and the best effort into the best soil. Can I share this with you? The Queen of Heaven, which is a religious spirit, has trained Christians for the most part all over the world. I preached this at Bishop Paul's. And what we're going to do here, we did at Bishop Paul's with 900 pastors. And it's the largest offering they ever had in Africa. No one ever came and took an offering. And I said, Dr. T.L. Osborne came and taught you signs and wonders, and now Rabbi's coming back teaching you how to take dominion. Because the dictator that's running their nation, until they get enough money to run him out. And the problem is the church is impoverished because the church is trained to emotionally give. It only gives with emotion. You know, it loves the little baby with the puffy belly and the flies. And, you know, and if you don't send your 1995, the child's going to die. I've been on these camera crews. I've said, why don't you give him your sandwich? But the church has been programmed, and I know marketing. I am a businessman, and I'm in ministry. And that's why we do the things we do, because we have our businesses help supply the need of the ministry. But what you need to understand is that your seed has an assignment on it to prosper. Jesus said some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And the farmers will tell you it depends not on the seed, it depends on the soil. Restoration Church, please hear me. What I'm going to do, just to flip you out, for the next 4 hours, no. The other guy over here thought he was getting circumcised, said, I told you, to his wife. For the next little bit, what I want to explain to you is going to help you secure the signs and wonders. I'll give you an example. I don't think Pastor John Kilpatrick would mind. I asked John Kilpatrick one time, he is the pastor of the Pensacola Brownsville Revival. Okay? He and I are good friends. And I asked him one day, sitting in his coach, I said, Pastor John, if what I teach would have been taught in the Pensacola revival, what do you think would have happened in the revival? He said it'd still be going on today. Because what killed it was they had so much revival and so many people, it drained their people and their resources. And then they started fighting and the unity left and it quit. It's fact. That revival was started just like this one. You had a First Nations Cherokee apostle, John Kilpatrick. He's Cherokee. He hooked up with Dick Rubin, who's a Messianic rabbi. They had Passover. And on Father's Day, they bring in a first fruit Gentile, Steve Hill. And the revival started. You have the same pattern here. But the thing is, this needs to start with the financial component, because what Apostle Jay spoke was that there would be millionaires and billionaires, and that it would also, that this gate is called to be an economic witness. Okay? And I really don't think Pensacola was called for that. Now, I could be wrong, but we used to live down near that area. I didn't feel that call. They didn't have any Lewis and Clark there. You know? So what I'm going to share with you is I want to put this into your DNA about your finances and how to be able to transform this gate financially. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, if you have your Bible or your You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
I need to finish this tonight, so, because I can't do what I'm going to do tomorrow with the healing unless we get this set in place. In Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come to you, and you shall be my witnesses. Amen?
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit's here. And you just decreed a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire over your new circumcised heart. You just did it. Amen?
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 Amen.
Are you tracking? You just came in agreement with it. Now, our command is to be a witness of that blessing. It says, witness to me, capital M, witness to the Lord. This is red letter. In Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and then all ends of the earth. Okay? So what is this saying? You've got $1,000 bills in your church. Just an illustration. I don't know who the treasurer is here. But the first thing you need to do is you need to sow a seed into Jerusalem. Jesus said, do it unto the least of these my brethren. Who is he speaking? Who was Jesus' brethren? The Jews. See, that is also misquoted. Like the church is his brethren. That's not what that was saying at that time. There were no Gentile brethren. There were only Jews, only Jewish disciples. When you do it unto the least of these my brethren, you do it unto me. So what he was saying is after you get saved, don't forget the Jewish people. Paul said it in Rome. In Romans, he says, heaven forbid if I forget my people. How will they know lest they send a preacher? So, you get $1,000, you get $1,000 bills. You need to plant that first seed. That first $100 needs to be planted. If you want the keys to the kingdom, this is how it works. You need to plant that first key into Jerusalem. You need to plant that next key into Judea. You need to plant that next seed into Samaria. These are regional places that need to receive the finances, because after you receive the Holy Spirit, I know this is deep,
But if you look at our ministry, and if you looked at our finances and wonder how such a small ministry does what it does, it's because we follow this pattern to a T. We don't change from it. And then we go to all ends of the earth. Then we go to Togo. But if we just go to Togo because we're moved of their need, or if we just go to, well, I'm not moving in Jerusalem because of their need. Jesus said, you'll always have the poor with you. That's not the issue. The issue is this. My seed is in line with the good soil according to the pattern. And Pastor Tim and Charles, well, they know this. You do not plant the seed until you till the soil. And then after you till the soil, you have to put the chemicals on and you kill the weeds. And then after you kill the weeds, you let that die out and then you put the fertilizer on it. Then after you put the fertilizer on it, you let it rest and then you turn it again. Then you put the seed in the ground. Your financial seed is the same way. And Jesus said this, if you're going to be a house of miracles, Jesus said, if I can trust you with unrighteous mammon, then I'll trust you with much, which is the kingdom. The much is the signs and the wonders. Most churches disqualify themselves from signs and wonders because they don't manage their finances right. It's not a lack of faith. It's a lack of alignment. Whew, boy, I got quiet. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I can do this. Okay? I'm not expecting Pastor Tim Doyle, to go to Jerusalem and make it. This is all, it's all here. It's all here. It's aligned. It's ready to go. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And we're going to make a decree. First of all, we need protection. Your ministry needs protection. Sadly, I'm here preaching with security. Why? Because I get death threats all the time. Why? Because I'm a target of God and I represent Israel. Isn't that amazing? I'm basically an evangelist that people want to kill all the time. Because the enemy hates Zion standing in the Gentile house giving you these nuggets. But these mysteries have been entrusted to us. And God guarantees you if you do it God's way, it will work. So I just want to show you something. These are soldiers in Jerusalem. And you see those boxes? Those boxes have Kurt Landry Media, our television ministry, on the left. And that on the other side, that's the city of Jerusalem. We are the only ministry in the world that is actually in partnership with the municipality of the city of Jerusalem that President Trump just recognized. So the soldiers that do not have families and don't have any place to go will have food in their apartments, and we feed them a Shabbat meal every Friday. And we take care of the whole city. And because Restoration Church is in covenant with Kurt Landry Ministries and House of David, that means Restoration Church is doing it as well. Amen. So if you would say, I decree that Restoration Church is in alignment with Acts 1:8. We are witnesses in Jerusalem, and we protect the soldiers who protect the Holy Land. Okay? Now, Restoration Church needs to take the land. You're going to have to start prayer walking. You're going to have to start taking Exodus 30 oil and start. The Lord will lead you where you're going to go. Am I right? Drive stakes in the ground, all that crazy stuff. He's going to have you do it. Oh, I can see it. Might be Steve. He's going out. Oh, I can't believe him going out there. Your neighbors say, Steve, what's happened to you? I went to that meeting and now I'm pouring oil all over your fence. But when your neighbor wins Publisher's Clearinghouse, they say, I told you. And then ask him for the tithe.
But if you're going to bless the land, then you need to be blessing the land of Israel. What you make happen for others, then that God makes it happen for you.
Yes.
All right? So, here's a letter to the Prime Minister of Israel. We work directly with Prime Minister Netanyahu. So you're receiving a blessing from him. He's blessed us, and we're blessing you. And what this is our oil. Every year, our first oil that comes from our olive trees on the army bases, we always give him, of course, an honorary gift because we are honoring him for allowing us to be able to do that. So honor begets honor. Honor is the currency of heaven. So you are, when you're a part of Kurt Landry Ministries and House of David, my olive tree, you are blessing the land of Israel. Say, Father God,
we decree and declare,
Restoration Church
is blessing the land of Israel.
And we are those Gentiles
who are called
by
your name, Lord.
The restored tabernacle of David. Who is causing the desert to bloom
and decreeing,
according to Amos 9:11 through 15,
that Israel
shall not be uprooted by its from the land. In Yeshua's name. Amen. So when you bless the trees, you're blessing Judea and Samaria. Say, Father God.
Restoration Church
is blessing
Jerusalem,
Judea,
and Samaria.
And now the question is, we need to bless all the ends of the earth. This is just one example of what Kurt Landry Ministries does. This is us in Nicaragua. We were the first ministry asked by, what's his name? Or Noriega? Ortega? Noriega. He actually, there's a park in Nicaragua. I'm going totally blank. You would have thought I never preached there. There's the picture. I'm looking at it. Sorry. Anyway, there's in Nicaragua, there's a plaza, and it's called the Plaza de Biblia. Has a big Bible there and stamps. Have you been there? Oh, okay. All right. Spanish words for 200. What is the capital city of Nicaragua? Managua. Hallelujah. Craig, you were there with me. You should have known it was Managua. Anyway, we were asked by him. When he knew this was before, now they're in, there's relationships between Nicaragua and Israel now. But back then they didn't have any. So when they heard that someone from Israel was coming that's represented by the government that would come and preach the gospel, they said, oh, we're going to give him the Plaza de Biblia. And he can stand in the pulpit where the president speaks. And so we're the first ones to preach the gospel. And, it was powerful. I'll go ahead and share it. I stood on the platform. They said, for security, please do not leave the platform. There's 7,500 people at this one. And I looked down, and there was a girl on crack with a crack baby in the crowd. And I saw her. And I mean, the baby was like getting blue. Charles, you saw her. And crusties on her eyes and nose all not taken care of. And I mean, my heart just like, I'm for this whole place, right? And I see this baby and it's like, man, I don't really care if they attack me or not. We're getting that baby. That baby's dying right now. This woman's, you know, she's strung out. So we go down and go in the crowd. And I had John Lowry actually go, and John's about 7 foot tall, not really, but 6'5" anyway. But down there, he's probably 8 foot tall. So he goes in, and I said, grab that baby. So he takes the baby out of the crack mama's arms. That was fun. And so he takes the baby, and he's bringing it to Rabbi. So he's kind of running through the crowd like this with the baby. brings it up on the platform, and she's flipping out. You can imagine. I mean, she is manifesting. The devil did not like this. So anyway, she comes up on the platform. She is just totally flipping out, foaming, screaming, swearing. Swear words for 300? No. So she's swearing. One of our guys goes over and prays for her. Praise God. She goes out in the Holy Ghost. Boom. She's gone. And the Lord had me hold this baby up and said, this is your nation. This is you. You're sick. You can't hardly see. And you can barely breathe. And you're without hope. And the Lord sent Zion to you to say, you will live and you will be healed like this baby. And this is all on film. So you can, and we took the baby and wrapped it up in my prayer shawl, which I'll have tomorrow, and wrapped it up. And we held it up to the Lord. And I said, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, heal this nation and heal this baby. And everyone's there. I mean, you could have heard a pin. I mean, they just could have heard a pin drop. Pulled that down and opened up that tallit. And that baby looked as if someone took a hot washcloth and just cleaned its face. It was peachy cheeks, color in her eyes.
Hallelujah.
And she was back alive. God did it. And then the riot started. They had all these Royal Rangers around the front, like they were supposed to hold the people back. Every woman with the baby came charging forward like the bulls. Wiped them out, came up to the platform, and all you saw was people holding up babies like this, just holding up. And it was just, I can't remember, thousands got saved. So many people got healed. And I'm sharing that with you because what was released there, Pastor, it got released here tonight. And in Nicaragua now is in diplomatic relationships with Israel. So it changed the whole governmental system with that blessing. Give the Lord a hand clap. Would you decree with me, restoration?
Restoration.
Church.
We'll bless all the nations.
Wherever you send us, Lord.
We will bless.
Kurt Landry Ministry blesses places that need reconciliation so that we can do the ministry of reconciliation. So we bless Vietnam. Are you hearing me? You always battle in the opposite spirit. My first humanitarian aid, we sent a complete large container full of prosthetics to Vietnam. And they were all shrink-wrapped on pallets. It looked like a bunch of bodies. And we shipped it into Vietnam. And the communist soldier that was there opened the container and saw it and was so overwhelmed by the generosity of the gift. This container is worth about $500,000. They're so overwhelmed. She not only gave her life to the Lord when she saw it, but she went to another warehouse where she had confiscated Bibles for years and unlocked them and gave it to the team that we had sent the prosthetics with. And it released literally hundreds of thousands of Bibles into the land. Come on, give the Lord. Is this? Are you getting how this works? You always battle. This is your pattern. Under our apostolic covering, this is the pattern. You always battle in the opposite spirit. Would you say this with me? Restoration Church.
We'll heal the brokenhearted.
These are Holocaust survivors in Israel. They're brokenhearted.
Out of all the ministry that we do, the hardest thing I do is I sit down with a Holocaust survivor, one of my Jewish brothers, and they'll say to me, "Where was God?" How do I explain when their brother and sister and their mom and dad, aunts and uncles were all killed and murdered? Where's God? I have no answer. I do have love. So Kurt Landry Ministries and House of David takes care of 478 Holocaust survivors. We feed them, take care of. We do one of our favorite things is we fix their hair. We'll come in and they do their hair. Take care of plumbing, electrical stuff, whatever they need. We take care of it. Say, Restoration Church, has an anointing to heal the brokenhearted. And we bless Holocaust survivors in Jerusalem. Are you seeing how you're multiplying your seed? When your seed is in the right place, you'll get the right result. Would you say this with me? Restoration Church, will protect, and bless the future of Israel, by blessing its youth. These young girls have been raised by us. These are girls that come out of terrible situations. And you're going to see a video tomorrow with these young people who come out of... Everyone thinks like it's the Holy Land. No, most of these are immigrants that have come from all different types of countries, and they have drug and alcohol problems and sexual abuse, and Israel has a sex trade problem just like any place else. And Prime Minister Netanyahu asked Christy and I many years ago if we would work with a ministry called Yeledim. We're the only Christians that work with them. We take care of 12,000 orphans, and we have our own safe house that we fully support in Jerusalem. And starting this month, we have a second one in Jerusalem for boys. But these are our girls. We know them. I'm just telling you, your seed needs to touch the heart of God. Yes. And it wasn't easy to get all the permits to get all this done. Would you say with me, restoration hardware. I like their stuff too. Yeah. Kind of looks like this. How did I go there? Holy Spirit, come back now. Let me pray for me. Okay, I'm here. Restoration Church. We'll have an anointing to rescue the youth in St. Joseph, Missouri, because we're taking care of the youth in Jerusalem. Haifa, Tel Aviv, Beersheba. You getting this, Pastor Ray? You sow one way, it comes back. This is multiplication. Say, Restoration Church. We'll fulfill the words of Jesus. In Matthew 25:40. And the king will answer him and say to them, "Assuredly, I say unto you, as much as you did it unto one of these, the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me." Kurt Landry Ministries and House of David has an after-school music school in the city of Beit Shan. No one wants to go to Beit Shan. Is one of those far places, extremely impoverished, super hot, right on the border of Jordan. I am proud to tell you, Pastor, that over the last 8 years, over every feast in Israel, that not one family has gone without food on the feast because of House of David and Kurt Landry Ministries. 8 years. And we have been blessed, and this school, it changed. Those of on the tour, You saw these young kids. They're carrying their guitars. The pride, it's amazing. And we do tutoring for their schoolwork. And basically, we keep them off the streets so they don't get involved in drugs and gangs.
Amen.
Amen. So what you make for others, so look at the other picture. What you make happen for others, then that will happen for you. How many are aware of that? The terrorism that they like to stab the soldiers and the policemen in Jerusalem and in the city. Terrorists do. Well, we came up with a vest. We had a custom-made vest made for our girl soldiers. And it's of a fiber so that the knife won't be able to penetrate. And I can't remember how. Remember, Charles, how many we sent over there? How many? 50? I think we started out with. I think it was more. And anyway, right after we sent them, one of our girl soldiers were attacked, and the vest saved her life. Father God, Restoration Church is protecting Israel. We will neither slumber nor sleep. Restoration Church will be a light to the nations. I want you to see this menorah. This is the largest menorah in Israel. We gave it as a gift, and it's on the top of the mountain called Mount Orah, the Mountain of Light. It's across from Hadassah Hospital. Every mother that gives birth in Hadassah Hospital to their child looks out the window and sees a gift from Kurt Landry Media of light. Isaiah 60 says, "We shall be a light." Restoration Church
shall be a light in St. Joe.
We will be a bright light.
We will walk in favor.
And all seven mountains
of the Lord.
Restoration Church
has favor
with the ministers in Israel. That's the health department minister. Now, it's a terrible picture because the flag is behind him, so he looks like a wizard. We're not into Harry Potter. We know it's of the devil. The reason I'm sharing this with you and we're imparting this to you, I want you to receive this. Over 26 years, we have favor in every mountain. We needed some medical laws changed for what we're doing with our mineral company. We got it changed. This is the second time in Israel where we actually had laws changed by an entire government to accommodate us. Are you hearing this, Pastor? Because that city hall, they're sitting over there having their little howdy-doody thing that they're doing. But the authority to change what's happened, they're over there fighting. You can change it right here. Are you hearing me? I'm just telling you. Now, for those of you that don't know the culture, the one on the left is the cat. The one in the middle is the dog. And that's my son-in-law. That's the other cat. And everyone knows cats and dogs don't get along. So I just want to say there is a messianic rabbi and an ultra-orthodox rabbi. So don't be telling me, well, we can't get along because, you know, it's the black guy and the white guy and the brown guy. Don't say that to me. I don't care what color they are. The blood of Jesus opens the door. Say, Father God.
Restoration Church
is on the cutting edge in the medical field
in this community.
We call forth
exponential growth
in the medical field.
Thank you, Lord.
Even Big Pharma
and
nutraceutical companies
will come to this place
because of our prayers.
In Yeshua's name.
Witty Inventions
will come out of St. Joe. We call it forth.
We call it forth.
As a transformation city, witty inventions
will come
in Yeshua's name. Now, that is the head physician over Hadassah Hospital in Israel, the highest level, and we work on projects with him. And I can't go into it, but I'm telling you, nothing is impossible with God. Are you getting it? This is the pattern. The reason God brought us together, the reason Apostle Jake brought us together is to do this. And I'm almost done, so don't go to sleep on me. I want to talk to you about the Father's blessing, because when you go into a city and you go into an assignment, you need to receive the Father's blessing. And I believe that Pastor Tim Doyle, because of how he was raised and the things that he's been through, that God has actually given him a father's heart. He actually carries the mantle, and we'll be praying for him tomorrow, but he actually carries the mantle of Malachi 4 of to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons. Amen. I believe that. I believe that will be a huge part of this location and what's going to happen. It will be the thrust of what causes people to draw near, because let's face it, the hardest thing to do is raise your children. People are going to want to have a place where they can bring their family, prosper, and their kids can grow up in the likeness of Christ. Yes. Now, for 5 years, I asked for this meeting. Some of you may recognize his face and not know his name. It's the former Prime Minister of Israel, former President of Israel, Shimon Peres. Why did I want to meet with him? Oh, Rabbi, maybe you're a man worshiper. You don't know me. I'm not impressed with man. But the Lord told me that my son-in-law and I, that we have an anointing to bring the desert, the Negev desert, to bloom. So where did that vision start? Obviously, it started. Where did it break down? It broke down when Esau gave up his birthright to Jacob for porridge. Can I say this about St. Joe? It gave up its birthright for money. And it just got fixed tonight. It just got realigned. Because what needs to come here is the inheritance of God. So for 5 years, I tried to get this meeting. And people kept telling Shimon Peres, don't meet with him. He's messianic. It'll be bad for you. Well, we got the meeting, and he died right after the meeting. So the Lord did it just in time. The meeting didn't kill him, but... I know, we got to keep this stuff straight, because I can see people going out, man, we had a guest speaker, I can't remember his name, but he killed Shimon Peres. That's all you'll remember. That was him. So we visited. One of the biggest things he said that blessed me was he said to me, the Kurita wants you to know. It's better with the accent, forgive me. He said, I want you to know that we had this ministry of peace for 26 years. No scandal. And in the Middle East, that's saying something. And I said, can I tell you something? He said, yes. I said, we've been ministering in Israel 25 years. And no scandal. And he looked me right in the eye and he said, I know. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So then he said to me, he says, what do you want? And he's very generous. I could have asked for anything. Could have asked for a written endorsement. I could have asked for money. I could have asked for whatever. And you know what I asked for? I said, you were David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel that had the vision to see the desert bloom. The prime minister actually didn't go to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv.
He went out into the desert and lived on a kibbutz and spent the latter part of his years wanting to see the desert bloom. And he passed that mantle. He literally blessed this man, Shimon Peres, with that mantle. And I said, would you pray for Paul and I? Tears. God's blessing is more than money. God's blessing is more than fame. The power of having someone impart to you what they've had for years. This man's been through hell to get that anointing. And for him to bless us. And I can tell you, everything changed for Paul and I because we're called to that desert. Would you say with me, Father God,
Father God,
Restoration Church,
will have many
who will come,
and receive blessings
on the laying on of hands.
In Yeshua's name.
If you would go to the slide of Prime Minister, please. Would you decree with me? Restoration Church,
is in alignment with House of David,
Kurt Landry Ministries,
and receives the blessing
from Prime Minister Netanyahu
to be blessed
by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Yeshua's name. I'm going to close with this. God wants his people to see and hear and touch and feel him. And this is what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, we've aligned the gate, and we're getting ready now to release the gate by sowing a seed. But I want you to hear me. There has to be an experience. There was a tremendous anointing in this house tonight. The worship team, over the top. It's powerful. I felt like the whole night has been very powerful. But tomorrow, there needs to be an experience. We're going to have the Sunday crowd come in. I'm not going to do all this heavy stuff. Tomorrow, I'm just going to minister the gospel and demonstrate the gospel. Amen? Because this has been done. Tomorrow, we're going to work. Okay? And you're going to see it. It's very simple. Anyone can do it. I just believe it. People are going to be healed, and there's going to be miracles here. Broken hearts are going to be healed. People with oppression, depression, wanting to commit suicide. People that are on so many different brown pills and bottles are going to be, you know, getting set free. But God wants to break the orphan spirit in our lives. If you think and lack, you can't think miracles. The two don't go together. You have to be free from that orphan spirit in Yeshua's name. So I'm going to share with you what the Lord has instructed me to do. And I talked to Pastor about this in the car, and he's good with it. And I have never done this before in 26 years. I want to receive an offering tonight for Kurt Landry Ministries. And I want you to sow whatever the Lord tells you to sow. That's between you and the Lord. I'm not going to manipulate you. I'm not going to come in. We have this need, that need. I think what I've showed you is that it's good soil. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to sow a seed, and this is what my personal ministry is going to do. Whatever you sow tonight, tomorrow morning in the services, in the love gift, whatever that gift is, Kurt Landry Ministries is going to sow a gift of the same amount into Restoration Church. So this gives you an opportunity, and I know you're not all Gentiles. So I see there's a few Jews in the crowd. That was a joke. You need the breakthrough. Are you hearing me? You need the breakthrough. And Restoration Church needs the breakthrough. So whatever you sow, who knows, there may be somebody out there with really deep pockets going to hit me with 50 grand. If you sow 50 grand, I'm sowing 50. Amen. I'm serious. I'm a man of my word. Amen. I'm not afraid what you sow. Because whatever comes in the next 2 days, tonight and tomorrow, that is the amount that is going to get Restoration Church out of the rut it's in. You're in a rut. I'm going to give you an example. I asked Pastor if I could share this, and then I'm going to close. And I don't just say stuff without saying, but I have a friend in Virginia. His name is Tony Allen Bates. He's born with like out fingers, and he plays the piano. Powerful. He has a church called Abba's House in Virginia. He called me on the phone. He said, would you come and help me to release the wealth because my church is stuck? And he gave a number, and I won't go into the numbers. He says, this is all we're able to do every week, week in, week out. This is a number. And I said, well, what you have to do is break that cycle because that number isn't enough to be able to answer your call. He says, how do you do that? And I said, I'm going to come. Please, a shock factor here. I said, I'm going to come, and you're going to sow a seed into Israel. And I gave him a number, which was twice as much as he's ever received in an offering. And boy, he backed up. He says, they're never going to sow that. I said, yes, they will. He says, why is that? Because I said, you asked me the question. I prayed about it, and I called him back, and the Lord said, you need to sow this amount. And I said, and once you do it, you're going to break that rut of where you're at now because people are in the habit. And then the church will realize that it has the potential of giving and fulfilling more. And then this way you can go to the next level. And sometime down the road, you're going to have to do it again because it's all about getting comfortable in that culture of finance. So finally, Tony was not as easy as you. And Tony said, okay, Rabbi, I trust you. Now, I know you a lot better than Tony. He said, all right, you come. So I came. I did not explain it to the church like I'm doing now because this is an apostolic meeting. We took the offering. It was like $25 more than the amount. It's the biggest offering they've ever given, ever. But you know what the testimony is? The next week, that same size offering came in. The next week after that, the same size offering came in. You know, the next week after that, and now it's increasing even more. So they're able to facilitate and answer their call and do the expansion. You're going to need millions of dollars to get this building into shape. I'm not a contractor, but I've just done remodeling a 40-year-old house. Well, I can spend about $5 million right now. If you let my wife loose, we'll go to 7.5. Are you hearing me? So my last assignment here is to break where you're at to take the church's finances to the next level. So I want you to really pray, and you've got help because there's a lot of House of David people here. And they are well taught and they are givers. They've been doing this a long time. You couldn't stop them from giving because they know this is a divine appointment. This is an opportunity. They see what this is. They want to have a seed invested in what God's doing because they all know it. We've got Craig here. He's been with us for 18 years and he's going to be the next chief of the Quapaw Nation. Huh? Peoria. I don't like that Quapaw guy. I remember I met him in Washington. You need to switch tribes and get in. Actually, I did like him. He was really fun. I'm sorry, Peoria. The Peoria Nation in Yeshua's name. And Craig's, you know, under 40 years old. He's going to be the next chief. Are you hearing me? God will bless, but his campaign needs money. He needs to be sowing a seed. Some of you have houses that need to sell. Some of you need job promotion. Some of you need to get out of the job that you're in because it's not paying you enough, and you need to get that next job. Are you hearing me? Some of you need to be able to take a trip to Israel. Okay? Some of you need to become a senator. We're not mentioning any names, Christy. But other than that, are you hearing me? So you take divine appointments like this, and now we've got the church set. How about you? We need to set you. So anyway, I need the worship team to come back up. We're going to go out and praise. Has this helped anybody tonight? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Okay, you can make your checks out to CLM. If you go ahead and be seated just for a minute. I'm sorry, I forgot, because I or someone's saying, where do you make your checks?
We have a text to give number, and we can designate that for you.
Okay.
So, Joel, would you put the text to give number up on the screen? I'll just tell you this. You can either give checks or cash. If you need an envelope to get credit for that, you just raise your hand and our ushers will serve you. But we found in this house one of the simplest ways to give is through our text to give number. You just text whatever amount you want to give to that number, 816-205-4222, and we took a cue from Rabbi, and you use the keyword sow with that gift, and it'll go directly to Kurt Landry Ministries. All right?
So you can make your checks out just to the letter CLM, Kurt Landry Ministries. And the reason I'm having you make the checks out to CLM is I want to see how much I have to double down on. Okay? Whatever you give, we're going to sow back to Restoration Church for your future. Because we're sowing into you because we believe in you. Amen? And we agree, would you say this? We agree, that all cycles, a financial lack, and poverty, are broken, and cut off our lives. Tonight, we decree, everyone within the sound of my voice will have more than enough to answer their call. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring up such a blessing. There'll not be room enough to receive it. Because the word says, he will give to us good measure, pressed down, and running over. A man will sow into your bosom. So now this is a covenant act between Kurt Landry Ministries, House of David, and Restoration Church. You're sowing into Israel, and we're sowing into you. You are blessing Israel, and Israel is blessing you. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you. We release that blessing according to Genesis 12:3. I will bless those that bless you. And we seal this work in Yeshua's name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you so much.
Before the worship team starts, I just want to, I remembered one thing I was wanting to do. Rabbi, you talked about influence in the different mountains. And we have a gentleman in our fellowship who is running for city council, so that influence has already begun. Madison, would you wave your hand? Madison Davis is on the docket. So I just want you to bless Madison tonight. And then Christy Nichols is running for U.S. Senate from the state of Missouri, also with us here tonight. So to say thank you, Lord.
Come here. Let's have them come up. Let's have them come up. Will you extend your hands to him? We release favor. We with what you're both going to do, favor from God But Lord, you were going to have me do this tomorrow, but I do it tonight. The last word you spoke to me about coming to Restoration Church in St. Joseph, Missouri, you said it's time to release the blessing from Harry S. Truman for casting the vote in favor of Israel becoming a state. And now the blessing could be received because President Trump and the United States of America is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And Lord, on your two servants going into the government mountain, we release that favor and the blessings upon them now in Yeshua's name. We release the fire of favor. We release the abundance of favor. For you shall walk as Esther, and you shall walk as Daniel. And they will see, like Joseph, that God is with you. And in this gate of Joseph, this is the dreamer's gate. Let the dreams come. Let the godly dreams come. And Lord, I cast my vision into your servants, into the government mountain. And I release my anointing of favor and grace. I release the seer anointing. I release the anointing of a well and ready writer. And the Lord says, fear not, for when they ask you to speak, you will not need a speech writer. And when you stand up, my mouth shall be your mouth, says the Lord. And you shall bring forth my proclamations and decrees. For I see this tabernacle state of Missouri, and I'm bringing it back this day, says the Lord. I will raise up righteousness in this gate and righteousness in this state. For the Lord says, I tried to do this in St. Louis and they rejected it. But I've come the second time to St. Joseph. And St. Joseph says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we anoint these two young people with favor of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Yeshua's name.
Thank you so much for listening today. To connect with or support the vision of this pioneering work in historic downtown St. Joseph, visit restorationstj.com, or better yet, come see us in person. We hope to see you soon.
Letting go of all I've known, you take your rightful place.